Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. It is 2 minutes over the hour 7, and we just joined you now. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Let me welcome our guests. We have Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Greetings to you, Professor.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you very much for the welcome. I greet you and your beautiful family. I greet Brother Parukia in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach and our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit.
I trust you're well.
Beautiful evening in the presence of the... Yes, I am well.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I hope the same with you, my brother.
Yeah, man. Some people are having it good. You know, I think people are wearing their pajamas, watching TV, sitting, you know, on the floors, the carpets of their homes, drinking coffee and all that. And here we are working, you know.
Working.
Yeah.
And here we are, we're working.
We are working. Big time. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. May the Father do you
thank
good.
Thank you, my brother.
And of course, let us also welcome Parukia. He's on the line in Cape Town. Malak, Tuda.
Shalom Rabbah to you, Malak. Shalom Rabbah to your household, your family. Also greetings and Shalom Rabbah to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and the family, and also to the Radio Public family. Indeed, it is great to be here. Tuda Rabbah.
A beautiful day, as the professor had been saying. Is it like that in Cape Town?
Of course, it was all beautiful and great. It was out, the sun was out.
Mm.
It's been cold a few other days, but today it was very beautiful, yeah.
And the traffic is slow, as slow as always. I'm okay. Anyway, we are talking about being dead in sin, the state of a sinner. You know, being dead in sin. And we are making an introduction. Since we started at 7, we will take this to next week, you know. And the notion of being dead in sin, the word says quite a lot. And let's get straight into it. Proverbs 21:16 speaks about a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. Being dead in sin, it's referring to a person who has wandered away from the way of understanding. It means from the way of the truth of the Father. This person has wandered off from the way of the truth of the Father. This person is no longer there. This person is following another way that leads to death. Being dead in sin, it means one is swallowed up into a conduct that is devoid of the understanding of the Father. A conduct that doesn't have the understanding of the Father. This makes the person not to be alive in the Father, but to be dead in sin. So sin becomes like a casket and a tomb that holds the person. And when you look also into Isaiah 59:10, it says, we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. Now this describes a state of sin in the world that we live in, where that which is the truth we have become blind to, that which is the light we have dwelt in the darkness, the opposite of that. And it says that which is the noon, everybody is supposed to experience that, but we look like we are in the twilights, in the midnights. It means the things we do are full of error. The things we do are full of mistakes. The things we do are full of sin. The things we do are devoid of correctness. You know, all that we are seem to be bound in is the wrongness of things. That is what it means. It's meant by being dead in sin. So since we are doing an introduction, I want us to touch on the introductions, and then I'm sorry, I'm just going to give you at least 2 minutes each so that I can ask as many questions for the introductions from you. Let me start with you, Professor. When we say dead in sin, don't say you'll answer me tomorrow. What does it mean?
Thank you very much, my brother, for the question. I'll try to answer you now. because we need to get the show going.
Yes.
Yeah, to be dead in sin, brother, it's a state where we are taken to in the absence of the Father. So we get to a place where our spirituality is darkened. Our spirituality is devoid of God. You are already telling us, as you're introducing the whole topic, it's about the conduct devoid of correctness. There's a misalignment from the Father. We are blind to truth. And I want to touch on the word, the truth.
Yes.
We know who the truth is. So if we don't have the truth and we are blind of the truth, it means we are blind to the Messiah, Yahushua HaMashiach. So that's the life that is not under the authority and the governance of our Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. So when you quoted Isaiah 59:10, it says, we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. And we get these eyes from him because he is the light. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are a dead man in desolate places. So when we are dead to sin, we are lost. When we are dead to sin, we are not alive. We are not walking in truth. We are walking in darkness.
Yeah.
We wander about from the way of understanding. And where do we get understanding and wisdom? We get this from the Father as we enter through Yahushua HaMashiach. So we are the people who are not in the position of rest, as the scripture in Proverbs 21:16 says, we will rest in the assembly of the dead. So it means we are resting in the wrong places instead of resting in the Father. We are in places where we're not supposed to be. So we dwell in the midst of darkness, and our eyes do not see anything. And the Father speaks about this darkness if we are void of the Father. And Colossians 2:13 says, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, to having forgiven you all trespasses. So it means to be dead in sin and to be dead in trespasses is because we are still living in the flesh, because we have not circumcised the flesh. So we still allow the flesh to speak more than the spirit. We still allow the dictatorship of our desires. So it means we have found our own way of doing things other than to find the way of the Father. So it's speaks about a person who is not circumcised, a person who is still living under the subjection of the flesh, which is why when we need to get out of that state of being dead in sin, we need to make sure that we circumcise ourselves. There are things that we need to cut from our lifestyle. We cut these due to the fact that we have allowed him to cut these things. So the first thing, enter into the Father through the Son, Yahushua Mashiach. Then you can be able to live a life in light, and our conscience will be in light. And we are now channeled into him when we have been circumcised, when the flesh has been taken away. So he has given us this entrance to come to him through the Son. So to be dead in sin is to live a life of darkness, is to live a life void of the Father, is to live a life having rejected Yahushua HaMashiach, is to live a life being controlled by the things of the world. It's a life of conformation. You have conformed to the standards of the world, and what makes you to conform is the fact that you don't have the helper, the Holy Spirit. You can't have the helper if you do not have the Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. Then you live in the life of darkness because you have not allowed him who is the light to bring you to that light of the Father. And you can't walk in truth without being in him.
I hear you quite well. We're coming back.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
All right, Barukia, let me bring this to you also. Your 2 minutes. When we speak of being dead in sin, I'm looking at Ezekiel 37, verse 1. It says, the hand of the Elohim came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Elohim, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. It's a system that looks alive, but actually spiritually, it's a mass grave. A system that looks alive. There are religions going, the spirituality is going, but basically it's a valley of dead bones. Being dead in sin, it means those basically who have this form of holiness, this form of divinity, but denying the power and dwelling in a life of spiritism and not being led by the Spirit of the Father, and doing everything that everyone does who is not led by the Spirit of the Father. What say you, Malak?
Hello, for the question. More recently, there was this wrestler, Mark Undertaker.
That's fake.
They call him the dead man walking.
Yes.
I know. Today. Because to be dead in sin, as you've said, it's the disconnection. It's the separation from Abba Yahuwah, who is the source of life.
Yeah.
So we now get to understand, as the foundation has been laid, that the person is alive. So meaning that physically they're not dead, but it's a condition in which they are at. So they have cut off Yahuwah being the source, right? All they left with is the breath. But it's when we don't trust in Him. It's when we don't walk according to His commandments. It is when whatever the Scripture advises, reshebile dilotalefats, basically, and not understanding the plan of Abba Yahuwah, and we want to bring our own plan. We get to be distracted from following the word. We things are brought before us, and they are sold to entice us, and we believe that those things are things that are good, are things that are great, and we believe Kore, no spirit dies, so which means we can have an everlasting life just like that. Unaware, Kore, there is only one way, and that way is called the Darak, and that way is Yahusha, because He says, I am the way. So now we have gotten to Kulopasha, we've gotten to follow all these things, 30 gram monifesting and all that, you know, not seeking the truth, because it is about one getting to seek the truth, to say, in seeking the truth, then you return to Abba Yahuwah. So one walks according to His ways. Ephesians 2, verse 1 says, you were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of the world, following the prince of the power of the air. So you can see, Gure, it's more an illusion. It's more of a mirage that people get to chase, and at the end of the day, it leads us nowhere. It has stolen our time. Now, when we look at the scripture that you spoke about, Ezekiel 37:1, which speaks of the valley of the dry bones, that was the valley that was full of dry bones. We can say, in this, we can see that we are able to be people that can die. There's no life in these bones. And what they need for them to be alive, there is something that is needed, and it is the spirit of Abba Yahuwah that needs to reconnect it, that needs to bring life into it, because then only Him being the source and the giver of life can be the one that can resurrect us. So this means when we walk in His ways,
yeah,
we being corrected, And there are things that he says, these ones, remember, he's without sin. Mm. So now, how do we come to him really, primarily a stain? So, which means, and we noticed that in many instances, he took the nation of Israel to captivity when they were stained. But when the relationship was good, he protected them. Yes. No nation could touch them because at that time they were clean. So it shows, Kure, he does not dwell mostly being. And it is for us now to look and to learn from the scripture and to can be able to pick up for, okay, this is the way in which we should walk, a way that is pleasing, because sin breaks the commandments of our Yahuwah. So it brings this separation between men. There's a verse, I think it's in Isaiah, I think it's 42, which says, our sins has built a wall between him. You know, so now we can see, how do we break that wall? It is by starting to walk in his commandments, in his ways. Perhaps he may relent, because then we would show Kore Raikova, Harzama Tatilaya.
Shalom Malak. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are touching on this very aspect. What does it mean to be dead in sin? We are talking about that. Special guests we also have. And let me start with Kwasi Nontlantla. Kwasi Nontlantla, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi. Good evening, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Ready property. Dead in sin. Mm. Being dead in sin. Sin is anything that is against the will of God. Yeah. Sin misses the mark. Sin looks to dominate a person's life. Sin takes control. It is a relentless master that looks to steer and direct every aspect of one's life. Mm. Sin devastates. It is destructive, it destroys families, it destroys relationships, it destroys careers, it destroys even ministries. Mm. Sin destroys everything in its path. Sin separates, Pastor Ray. In the book of Romans chapter 8, talks about who can separate us from the love of God. Mm. That is sin. The Bible talks of a seared conscience. Mm. A conscience functioning properly convicts individuals of sin, and it prompts repentance and urges righteous actions. There's a difference between being dead in sin and being dead to sin. Being dead to sin means that a Christian is no longer a slave to sin.
Yeah.
That's in the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
Mm.
It means being set free from bondage.
Yeah.
Being dead to sin is spiritual emancipation, and the Christian no longer reigns in sin. The difference is that when you are dead in sin, you're still a slave to sin.
Mm.
So one needs to be dead to sin, because being dead in sin means that you are still a slave to sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's in the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
Mm.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is that the truth is not in us. That is in the book, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and we must repent and choose life, and that is God. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. That's in the book of Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Whoever sows to please the flesh, from flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the spirit, from spirit will reap eternal life. That's in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 8. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Slave to sin. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, it reads, "Made alive in Christ," as chapter 2 verse 1 to 5, Pastor A.
Yes.
It reads, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh." So being dead in sin gratifies the flesh, gratifies me. It pleases me. Reading on, "and following his desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deceiving of wrath. But because of this great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved." That difference, as I said, Pastor Ray. So being dead in sin simply means that you are still living in sin. And being dead to sin means that you've chosen life. You've chosen Christ over sin. You've chosen the spirit over the flesh. And then the wages of sin is death. This now talks about spiritual death. So the more we sin, the more we die. We die spiritually, and our consciences die as well. Pastor Ray, I'd like to end there. I thank you. A blessed evening further. Blessings to you, family. Amen. To God be the glory.
Thank you so much, Kwasi Nonhlanhla. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. May he do you greatly and abundantly. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. We are laying the foundations for this, just talking as to what is actually being meant by the concept of being dead in sin. What is meant by that? 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of it. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello, Pastor Ray. I trust you are well. Thank you for the opportunity once again to contribute to today's topic, and greetings to your listeners as well. So, what does it mean to be dead in sin? Interesting one. I would say that being dead in sin is the state of humanity before Christ. You know, that's what the Bible calls being dead in sin. It is being separated from God and being enslaved to sin. So let's look at the scriptures. In Ephesians 2 verse 1, Paul says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins." Notice the word dead. It doesn't mean physical dead. It means spiritual death. So before we come to Christ, our spirits are lifeless. We cannot produce righteousness on our own. Sin controls our thoughts. It controls our actions. It controls our decisions. It keeps us separated from God, who is the source of life. If you look at the story of what happened in the Garden of Eden, when Adam sinned, spiritual death entered the human race. You can read this in Genesis 2 verse 17, when God told them not to eat from the tree of knowledge and good, and he said that when you eat from it, you will certainly die. So the first sin didn't just bring physical death, it brought spiritual death, a separation from God. And because of that, every human is born into this condition, or rather into sin, and we are not able to restore ourselves. It took Christ himself for us to be reconnected to God. So once again, in scripture, when you read Romans 6, verse 23, it tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. All right? So the natural outcome of sin is death. It is spiritual death. It is separation. But the amazing news is that God offers eternal life as a gift through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Not because we earn it, not because we are good enough, but because of his mercy and grace. I thought I should just mention that. More scripture, when you look into Colossians 2 verse 13, it says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. So we were forgiven. When you accept Christ, your sins are forgiven. And transformation happens. You know, while we were spiritually dead, we were unable to save ourselves or escape the control of sin. But through Christ, we are made alive. We are given a new life through Christ, who forgives our sins and restores fellowship with him. So what does it mean practically? So I would say being dead in sin is being powerless. Because we cannot fix ourselves. We cannot earn God's favor by our efforts or by our good works. We might try to be good. We might try to be good citizens. We might try to follow rules, do better. But what is important is that, you know, eternal life comes through accepting Christ Jesus into our lives. And one might ask, does this mean that everyone is hopeless until they meet Christ? And the answer is a big yes. Spiritually, we are dead until God intervenes. But the good news is that God does not leave us in our dead condition. Through Christ, he offers life, he offers power and restoration. So when we accept him, we go from being dead in sin to being alive in Christ. And being alive in Christ means we are no longer slaves to sin. You can read Romans 6, verse 11, the entire one. It says, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. So when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have a new identity. The power that once held us captive is broken and nullified. We have then the ability to align with God's will. So to summarize what I've just said, being dead in sin means spiritual separation from God. It means slavery to sin. But God in his mercy offers life. He offers forgiveness and restoration through Christ. When we accept Jesus, we are spiritually resurrected, able to live in victory over sin. And we are empowered to walk in God's purpose. So in closing, remember this, being dead is a human, or being dead in sin is a human condition without God. But through Christ, we are made alive, we are restored, we have hope, we have power, and the ability to live a life that glorifies God. And that's the ultimate message of the Bible. Life, restoration, victory through Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sipati. We appreciate.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Mosetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala ka jwa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng. Ibile re na le batheletsi ba potego ba go feta dikete tse magolo a mane. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tsa go fapana fapana tse di tla thusang go kwala ka jwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo letsetsa SANNET go lefela tee pedi. Taru taru ne di pedi shanu ne. 4 goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšule advertise ka SMS go 3 7 8 7 1. Di difficult just to ID ya shumishwa.
Pastor Masango says ngeke inkosi konke okuzelwe isibeletho sowesifazane kuzalelwe esonweni. That's why uJesu Kristu esazisa ukuthi we must be born again in godly nature, because our sinful nature is very corrupt and sinful according to God Almighty standards. There's a godly spiritual womb, i.e. Jesus Christ. He is a godly nature and sinless seed of divine Almighty. Anyone who is not born again by the divine word of God, Jesus Christ says he's like a grave that is decorated, but inside that grave is dead bones. This is a message from Pastor Masango. Pastor Masango, asibonga.
Learn more, live more, love more. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Professor, let me come back to you. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 22, it says, "But Yahusha said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." And it was difficult for me to understand this as a young boy, you know, but actually the meaning started to come to me. Say, if you are without Christ, if you are not following Christ, you are actually on the path of death. You are actually dead. Let's see what you are saying. What say you, Professor?
Thank you, brother. The verse you quoted is telling us more about association. I'm looking at what he said. Yahusha said, "Follow me and let the dead bury the dead." So it seems as if this disciple wanted to go to a certain place where he was going to bury the loved ones. But when you look at it deeper, Yahusha was saying to him, "You need not to associate yourself with those who are not alive in me, because we need to be alive in him so that we can be with one, so that we can be one with him and be in him." So to be dead in sin is to associate with self with things that are lifeless, is to associate yourself with things that are not alive in Christ. And hence he says, you cannot be in me and still want to associate with those who are not in me. So to be dead in sin is to be void of the glory of the Father, to be void of Yahusha HaMashiach. And sometimes we get to this state by choice. I'm reminded of the story of the prodigal son, the story that we find in Luke 15. And when you look at it starting from verse 11 and 12, this son chose to leave the father and said, "Please give me my portion of goods that I may go and live a life for myself." And then he left. But what I like the most, let me just check verse 24 and 32, and then we can elaborate on that. Now, when he came back, the utterances of the father, it's what amazed me and tells me that it will always have a place and a space in the heart of the father. It says in verse 24, "For this my son was dead, and he was lost and is found, and they began to be merry." Verse 32, it says, "It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So to be dead in sin is to be far from the Father, is to be away from the Father, is to be in a place where you are a foreigner. You become a person who belongs when you are in the Father, because we are made in his own image. So it means when we are people who are regarded as alive, we must be in him. So if we are away from the Father, we are dead. So this story of the prodigal son teaches us that if we are away from the Father, we are dead. And we hear the Father saying, "This son of mine was dead. He was dead because he was not with the Father. He was not where the Father is." It means a life of a person in the absence of the Father is regarded as a life that is deadly, or the life that is dead. So it's a life that is not having the Father, who must be in the midst and continually influencing the son. And it says when this son came back, there was a need for celebration, because the son was now repositioned to where he was supposed to be. He was taken back to the Father, which is when we can speak about life again. But to be away from the Father, you are dead. There is no way that you can be away from the Father and
still living under the ordinances of the Father. So you get to a zone of sin, and the sin become your dwelling place. Sin become your controlling power. You spoke earlier on about being led into the valley of the dry bones. So the state where you are, if you are not in God, you are in the valley of the dry bones where there is no life, and you cannot have life up until you go back to the Father, the one who gives life. So that's what is happening here about people who are not saved. If you put it blindly, if you are not saved, we must know that you are dead in sin, because there is nothing else that will sustain you and continue to teach you how to live. You live in life if you are saved and you are in God.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kusimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabakhulakhulu abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Broadcasting faith and encouragement. Radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
All right, Malak, let me bring this to you. The father of the so-called prodigal son means the one who lived in excess and spent everything and lost everything, says something, and which relates to what we are actually looking into today. And then he speaks and he says, your brother was dead and now he is alive. He was lost and now he is found. In Luke chapter 15 verse 32, he says, it was right, in response to the older son, it was right that we make merry and be glad, that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. Amazing, eh? What say you on that? Yes, Malak.
When you look at this story, see, it's so deep, because every time when I look at it or when I happen to share about it, I also can relate it to a witness, because then it is for us to be able to see how nature even speaks scriptures. So what do I mean by that is to look at the seasons, and we can say, notice and observe something. When it is summer, everything is green. There would be more fruits and plants that are growing, and which means the sun, the light, the sun is closer to us here, let's say in the southern hemisphere. So now, and all that, you know, but then notice when the sun is away, right? So which means now it starts to be autumn, and eventually the more the distance, then a winter, a season that is dry. So now we can be able to relate that as a witness to say, truly indeed, when Abba Yahuwah is closer to us, there's so much of joy. There's so much of us being, we become fruitful. You know, we grow in the spirit because we go according to his way, according to his will. But the minute we move away, then things started to die. Even just a metaphor as a witness for us, as an example again. And now you see that it's more like when it's winter, there's that distance. And when there's that distance between the sun and where we are, the sun is further away, then khona mariga dilo di aswa. So which simply can say, we far away from the voice of our Yahuwah. So which means it would be as like we are following the desires of the flesh. Mm-hmm. We live our lives outside the purpose and the presence of our Creator. Mm-hmm. So now, but look at again when summer comes, when spring starts to come, right? There's now the trees are starting, the rains are starting to come because it's the preparation now of the sun who is coming, who is to be welcomed again. So that there's something for us to learn in nature, to say the scriptures in which now that is what the scripture is about. If we can be able to relate, if we can be able to learn how Abba Yahuwah gets to speak to us and make us to be aware of these things, then it should help us to be able to come closer to him. That wouldn't you want to be in a place where you are evergreen, where nothing gets to die? You know, where every time you are aligned with him, like they speak of the New Jerusalem, Revelation 22, that the trees, they bear fruits on the air. That is what we have to be. So we can see now there's a difference when you are away from him, and when we are in him all the time, it means we can be able to be fruitful. And that is now those lessons that we can be able to learn. Now, I want us to look at John 10:10. Yahusha says, I have come that they may have life. Right? I have come so that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. So we can see the role that Yahusha does, because it is about believing in him. When we believe, before him, or when we are outside of him, it also simply says we are dead. We are like those dry bones, basically. But now his coming, it restores us back to life. And it is not just his coming, but we now start to believe in him. We now start to acknowledge him as the word that is directing us right to the mark, because that is the most important thing, to say, how do we get to the mark? And he's the only one that knows. He's the only one that has walked that path that leads to the mark. And following him, it's as good as at least that it's going to remember so whole legacy. Shalom.
Tuda, Malak, I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Advertiser e-business lakho ku Radio Pulpit, ube semgangathweni. I-Radio Pulpit i-brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane. Futhi inabalaleli abadlula u-400,000. Sesinama-package amahle kakhulu, kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertiser, ukuze i-business lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku-advertiser, thinta u-Sanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email usanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Babangani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, dead in sin, alive in sin, active in sin, sinful, without warmth or favor or energy in the spiritual life. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18 says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who works in the sons of disobedience, the lawless and insubordinate, ungodly and sinners, unholy and profane, murderers, manslayers, fornicators, sodomites, speaking lies, hypocrites, self-will, those who are dead in sin are hostile in mind toward God. They don't want to listen to what the word of God tells them how to live their life. They want to go their own way and do their own thing. They refuse and reject God, wanting to continue on their own way. Some are in church, still keeping God at bay. They want God on the outer part of life. They lock him out in their inner part of life, governing and controlling their life. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 6 says, but she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. We can also read on our own verse 8. They are arrogant and proudful. There is no humility, submission, or surrender within them. They refuse to come under the authority of the word of God. People who are dead in sin are governed by the flesh rather than by the spirit of God. The flesh refers to their carnal appetites, sinful desires, worldly pursuits, material pleasures, secular beliefs, self-interest, and self-elevation. Their mind are set on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. The destination of the mindset of the flesh is death. Romans chapter 6 verse 21 says, what fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. We thank God for his mercy and love, who made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 and 5 says, and you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Colossians chapter 2 verse 13 says, and you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 3 says, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, reveries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, but God demonstrated his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good, sir. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say. You can talk to us even directly there, 012-334-1322. We're just laying foundations of this topic with our guest, Professor Buyisa Ndezi, and also Baruch Yah. Professor, let me come to you. I'm looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And all right. Verse 14 says, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And that very aspect, if one died for all, then all died. And this implies that We are supposed to be dead to sin since Christ has enabled that. Being dead in sin is a total rejection of what I've just read. What's your take?
Thank you, my brother. You've just explained it well. We are supposed to be dead to sin. But because we choose not to accept the way of the Father, we end up being dead in sin. God has already made the provision that we can be alive in Him. And you read verse 14, which says, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died." But we are not accepting that which He has already done. So we continue to live in sin, then we are dead in sin, and we are not allowing Him who has given us life through the death of His Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, life, so that we can be dead to sin. So which is something that is very tragic, that the solution has been given, but we are unable to take the solution of the Father. It's like we are allowing sin to reign in our bodies. That is confirmed by Romans 6, verse 12 and 13. It says, "Do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. Do not present your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead." So in other words, when we allow our bodies, sending them or giving them to the lust of the flesh, we are living a life in sin. So the life that is regarded as dead in sin is that life that allows the flesh to be the dictator, the flesh to be the last word, to have the last word in the life of that person, whereas there is a provision of life. So it means that our understanding is darkened. We don't understand what the Father has done. Paul is talking about that as well. He's saying our understanding has been darkened, and we are alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that we are in. So we are in ignorance because we don't want to receive the light and the life that the Father has already attained for us through His Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. So which is why we allow our bodies to be the instrument of unrighteousness. We allow our minds to be the battlefield of the enemy because we are void of the Word of God. We are not having the Spirit of the Most High speaking to us and influencing us in the way of the Father. So to be dead in sin is to reject the solution that the Father has already given, is to reject the way, the truth, and the life, and we continue living in darkness, alienated from the life of God. So if we are not in God, it means we are in darkness. We are controlled by the father of sin, and we know who the father of sin is, and we are not acknowledging the solution, which is what we are talking about here when you said the love of the Father compels us that we should not be judged by the flesh anymore because He died for all. But is everybody accepting Him? Did everybody take Him as the Lord and Savior? We know the answer to that. So we are supposed to be dead to sin so that we cannot be alive in sin. That's what we're talking about tonight.
I hear you. And of course, dead in sin is what we're talking about. Malak, let me bring this to you as we end the show. And I am looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1. It says, "And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and in sins." So basically, when we continue to sin, when we continue the life of transgressing the commandments of the Father, the law, we basically are dwelling in death, as Sipati said, spiritually. What say you finally?
It is indeed true. To confirm that, when we look, it's like, As we go closer to the end, there are scriptures that are, let's say, Hosea 2:14, that says, "Therefore, behold, I will allure her, I will bring her into the wilderness and speak and comfort her." So now, it speaks to those that would, it speaks of Yasharal, but meaning that those that would be loving Abayahua. So now, if we don't know how he communicates, if we don't know his voice, it means then that when this call is made, because this is the call that leads now to the preservation and the end is about to come. So it becomes important because then alternative voice so that even when he speaks and he calls, then we are able to hear his voice, because the process why we are taken into the wilderness is that he is going to wash us. I said when you look, we must ask ourselves a question. Why were the Ten Commandments not given in Egypt? It is because Egypt was noisy. There was so much pollution. So now, where we are right now, in the midst of everything, it's too much of noise, it's too much of confusion. And therefore, which means but now, he's taking us, and in him taking us, it's like we're like a dirty laundry that is going to be put into a washing machine. And now he's going to start the process. So now, the wilderness, nothing grows, right? So right now, the sin is being fed by the TVs, the food we eat, the things, you know, all these things that are around us, they continually feed sin. We are unable to disconnect from it, but he's leading us to go and cleanse us so that he can cut it, basically. He can starve it, and so that we can be washed and cleansed. Tuda,
time has really gone. Sorry about that, because that is why I was rushing my guests with Basha Matumits, because they were just today, if you can look into it, they were just introducing. This will go on next week, even deeper there. Thank you, Babongan says, hey, you can also play this next week. I think I've gone deeper on the issue. We appreciate, Babongan. As the Father leads you, it's important for us. We also appreciate that. Right, and thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate, and we talk again the coming week.
Thank you very much, my brother. Yes, we'll talk again next week. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Parukia and the Radio Pulpit family. Have a blessed evening, Father. Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay. I had to be sure that you've finished. So,
yes.
All right.
Thank you.
And also, Parukia, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home, man.
All praises to the Supreme Most High, Abba Yahuwah. And we thank him for each and everything. I thank him for your life and for the life of your family. Also to Professor Wilson Daisy, I say to Abba Yahuwah for your life and for each and everyone. To our Radio Pulpit family, also you are highly loved and appreciated. And until we meet again next week, Shalom Rabbah.
Shalom, shalom. We appreciate. Coming up next, it's Men's Dialogue. From me, Ray, it's been great. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening. It's just been an hour, but thank you so much for the warmth. Thank you for being patient with us. We are taking this through next week. It will be just beautiful. Tuda! Rabah.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.